from the NEI studios in the heart of Boston, Massachusetts, it's Late Night Liam with Liam Stryker. On tonight's show, former Kansas City Chief Kareem Hunt signs with the Cleveland Browns, and we give our thoughts on the footage from the new Aladdin teaser featuring the first glimpse of Will Smith's genie. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the star of the show, Liam Stryker!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into another edition of Late Night Liam. I am your host, Liam Stryker, joined, as always, by the lovable, the huggable, the incomparable Bill Neville. Bill, how are you doing, my friend?
Liam Stryker, I am good. How you doing?
Oh, I am...
This weather sucks.
This is terrible. It is a cold and snowy evening up here in the great white north.
Ugh.
But not that great white of a north, because that's Canada, right?
Yes.
So it's below the wall, but not much. It's like Winterfeld up here.
And they definitely have it way worse than we do up there.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. Even the West Coast.
Washington's getting killed right now.
Yeah. Ooh, brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal. But that being said, it's going to be a good night for some other stuff happening. I'm very excited because now I'm going to be shooting later in the day tomorrow.
Yep.
So that means that I will have the evening to myself. And so I'm going to pick up Kingdom Hearts 3.
Let me know. I wanted to ask you personally.
Okay, sure.
Because I remember you were saying something last week about the fact that if I hadn't played Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, I wouldn't understand 3.
Yep.
Is that true?
That is 100% true.
So I wouldn't enjoy 3.
You would not enjoy 3. The good thing is that I own 1 and 2 on various platforms. So I'm 100% on board to just replay those with you.
Okay.
Because the game is very complex and convoluted in terms of its story. So you can get lost very easily. You can have played all of the games and still get lost very easily.
Sure.
It's the biggest knock on the games. But the people that do love it absolutely love it, and they get the story, and they're like, look, here's the deal. It's a very complicated plot, but, like, bear with me. But if you experience it, it's a ton of fun. And the game has taken 12 years. Has taken 12 years to come out,
okay.
And it's finally out. And I'm so, so excited. The craziest part about it is the first two games were on the PlayStation 2.
Right?
So they didn't even make it to the PS3. We thought that this game was going to come out on the PS3, but never did. And then it finally came out for the PS4.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, so it's fantastic because it blends a lot of Final Fantasy tropes and Final Fantasy type of action and storytelling and character plots with the Disney cast of characters, right? The interesting thing is always in the first game, there are a bunch of worlds that you go to. And like Tarzan, you get to go into Tarzan and Hercules and even Monstro the whale makes an appearance. And Beauty and the Beast, the Hollow Bastion, which is it's really, really fun. The Mickey is not really much in this one, but he's in the second one. The second one is better. It's definitely better.
Sure.
And so I've been waiting for a long time to get this game, and tonight seems like the perfect time to get that.
Yeah. One thing I also wanted to kind of task the Late Night Liam listeners and you is that I have come so close to even going as far as putting in my credit card information and just not hitting submit.
Yeah.
To buying a Switch probably 7 times.
You absolutely should. It's fantastic. What are your reservations? I guess is where I would start.
Me not using it enough.
Okay. Do you sit in places and just aimlessly look at your phone and think to yourself at some point, I've seen this Instagram feed 15 times. And
I've done that before.
You've done that? So then that is the perfect place to have a Switch.
Sure.
It's fantastic. So
Tell me about Nintendo Online, because that intrigued me.
So Nintendo Online is fantastic. So did you have a Wii?
I did, yes.
Okay, so you know how they had the virtual console?
Yeah.
And you could
download
the games. You had to buy them, but you could download it. This is far closer to a subscription model where you pay for the online, but as a part of the online, you just get games.
So it doesn't cost any more on top of the monthly fee or whatever?
Right. It does not cost more.
Okay.
So they're adding new games all the time. So
what catalogs do they have?
So right now we're just working through the super the regular Nintendo.
Okay.
Right?
So not Super, not
Super
64,
Nintendo, not 64. Not yet, anyway.
Okay.
Right? So you can play all of the classics. Basically, it's like having an NES classic at this point.
Uh-huh.
But they've started doing a really cool thing where you can get, like, Zelda, it has, like, a super-powered version where you start the game with every item.
Oh, wow.
And so it just makes the gameplay a little bit different. There are games that are not on there, but it's still great. Fortnite is on the Switch, which is a ton of fun to play. It's a good game to just kind of go and play and just have some fun if you don't take it super duper seriously, like I know a lot of people do. But it's a lot of fun. The catalog is very, very solid, from original games like Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, a Mario Odyssey, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild,
yeah,
to ports of stuff like Super Mario Bros. U.
Okay.
Super Mario Bros. U, Mario Kart 8. Bayonetta 1 and 2.
Okay.
Skyrim is on there. If you've never played Skyrim, Skyrim is fantastic. It's one of my favorite games. So Donkey Kong, Tropical Freeze. So there are a lot of ports for the Wii U that nobody ever played. So they're like brand new games. It's great. It's absolutely, absolutely great.
Okay.
And I highly, highly recommend getting one.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards it. And the $2.99 price point is a little tough for, if it was $1.99, it would be in my pocket already.
Right. Right.
But yeah, considering I just bought an Xbox that I,
right,
about a year and a half ago, that I don't really use all that often, those were my kind of reservations to, right, to purchasing a new video game system. And then you got to purchase all new games.
Right.
And then it's just like, I don't know if I want to start over, but if enough people convince me, I think I probably will.
Yeah, I would say, I would highly suggest it. I would definitely recommend it. I carry mine with me all the time.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Because it's portable.
Yep.
And you can just play it.
Yeah.
The startup times are really simple, so really, really easy to just pick up and go. I even forgot Pokemon. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, and that game's fantastic. So there's a lot of very solid games and a lot of variety in terms of their games.
Okay.
So I would highly, highly, highly recommend it.
All right. Well, I'll think about it.
You should. You should think about it.
Okay.
But yeah. Anything else? Anything else going on in your world there, pal?
Not really. No, nothing crazy. Just,
yeah,
still coming down off the high of the Super Bowl.
I know.
You know, all that football season's over now, even though the AAF is a thing
what
now.
What is the AAF?
Have you watched it?
No,
at all?
I have no idea what this is.
Apparently, this league that flew under the radar with Charlie Ebersol, I think he's Dick Ebersol's son or nephew or something, the guy who's in charge of NBC. And this guy basically created this league. And it flew under the radar, and then it just debuted, like, kind of out of nowhere the other night on CBS. And it was on CBS, and it was on NFL Network, and it was on CBS Sports Network over this past weekend. There's 8 teams, very similar setup to the XFL.
Okay.
And it's like, what is the XFL going to do now?
Oh, who knows? This is going to be insane.
And I watched one of the games the other night. It was the Birmingham Iron, I think, okay, it was, and some other team. I forget who it was. Memphis something. And it was just like not great college football.
Yeah.
So
that sounds about right.
I don't know what to expect from this AAF, but like everyone was talking about it all of a sudden on Saturday night. And so I tuned in a little bit on Sunday and just didn't really love what I saw.
Yeah. That is what we've talked about with the XFL,
sure,
on,
yeah,
the regular New Age Insider Show, right? Is very much that the talent's just not going to be there because you're going to be scraping the bottom of the barrel from people that,
right,
can't hack it in the NFL.
And Trent Richardson was playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he,
wow,
was on the Birmingham team.
Oh, good for him.
And he fumbled.
Yeah.
Because he sucks.
I forgot that guy was a thing.
Yeah. Dude, I had him on my fantasy team for like 2 years in a row when he came into the league, and he was,
yeah,
a stud. And then he went to the Colts and like fell off the face of the earth.
I thought he was still on the Colts.
So, right,
that shows, right, you. That shows you where I am.
Right, exactly.
That shows,
but speaking,
you,
of football,
but yeah, speaking of football, there was a big story that came out in the season with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt,
uh-huh,
was let go But now, the thing that I haven't really looked into and what I want to know is, wasn't he put on the commissioner's exempt list or something?
I have no idea. I remember him being abruptly cut, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, so he got abruptly cut, and now it looks like the Cleveland Browns and all of their infinite wisdom. Wow, that was a struggle. In their infinite wisdom, have picked up the troubled running back.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't know if he could serve jail time or anything like that for what he did. I don't know what rule he broke as far as the NFL goes, because who knows what the hell their rules are with domestic violence.
Right.
Look at everything that happened with Ray Rice and all that.
Right.
But if he is good to go and clear and served his penalty or whatever that may be, then good on him. If the team wants to offer him a contract, sign it, dude.
Yeah, right.
Go for it.
Right. I don't fault the man for taking the money.
No.
You
wonder if it's going to be a distraction, because the Cleveland Browns are going to be something to watch next year.
Yeah, they are going to be very interesting. It's going to be very, very interesting because first of all, let's say this: domestic violence is bad.
Terrible.
And we don't
condone it.
You should only hit a woman if she's into it. And if she's into it.
In a playful way.
If she's into it, she probably has a safe word.
Sure.
And always adhere to safe words.
Yeah.
Okay, kids?
Safe words. Right. Banana.
Now that we have that out of the way, the point is, the NFL's full of terrible people.
Sure.
Right? And if Greg Hardy could be in the league for a long time.
Yeah.
And still get jobs.
Remember that guy who got his suspension reduced to the same suspension that Tom Brady served?
Yeah, that was nonsense. It was absolutely nonsense. But
that's okay.
We're not here to debate Deflategate. The thing is that guy has a job, right? And so you don't have to support him, and you can condone or approve of your ownership bringing in a guy like that. But the point is that, just like any justice system, if a convict goes and serves his time, I think we all give him the benefit of the doubt on that one, right? I think that if Kareem Hunt can run like he ran in Kansas City,
that's a huge pickup for them.
That's a huge pickup for them, because Baker Mayfield seems like he can play.
Yeah.
And if it seems like that guy can play, then that offense might be better and they might win a few more games,
mm-hmm.
Which is very, very interesting. I think it's a smart move by Cleveland because you have nothing to lose, right? If the guy ends up getting a full year suspension or anything like that, you're not in the running for the running back out of Le'Veon Bell. You're not in the running for Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
Right? That guy's going to go somewhere else, probably whoever's going to pay him the most, but also a better contending team than the Cleveland Browns.
Correct.
So, yeah, picking up a guy that has everything to prove and someone that potentially could be on their best behavior is pretty dangerous, especially coming with a quarterback who has all of the upside.
Sure.
So, I mean, I don't condone what he did, and I don't think that that's great, but I also don't think that out of the realm of what the NFL has put up with, this is on the worst scale. So if we're going to allow these guys to play and be good, now immediately everybody's going to immediately turn to the Colin Kaepernick thing, to which I will say one thing about that. Colin Kaepernick can never play in the NFL. Just because the risk at this point to his personal brand and his point.
This is a great point.
Is endangered so much.
Sure.
Because the argument has been with Colin Kaepernick, right? For not crazy people, is that Colin Kaepernick can't play in the NFL anymore. And that's why he is out of football, and that's why he doesn't have a job, right? And then the other side of that coin is that Colin Kaepernick is an MVP Hall of Fame talent that you've stuck out of the league, that you've blackballed out of the league. Okay, so now my personal opinions, and these are the opinions of one Liam Stryker and Liam Stryker's alone, right? I don't speak for the New Age Insiders, and I do not I do not speak for anybody on our staff, right? Okay, cool. Glad we did that. I think that Colin Kaepernick should be allowed in the NFL, right? I think that he probably could be a good backup somewhere. He'd be fine on a roster spot because I'm pretty sure one of the McCowans is still in the league and Mark Sanchez played a game.
Yeah, he did.
So he has to be as good as those
sure,
guys.
Yeah.
Right? But I do understand an ownership group.
That's correct.
That doesn't want to bring in that circus.
Yep.
For their backup quarterback.
And that's the reason why he's not playing.
And that's part of the reason why he's not playing. Because the same thing is said about Tim Tebow, right? Tim Tebow's on the other side of that coin.
I hated the fact that the Patriots signed
him. Right, but that's part of, that is definitely part of it. He couldn't play, and he was going to be a backup, if that. And the media circus that accompanied Tim Tebow was not worth a backup roster spot for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Tim Tebow's playing for the Mets or something.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Right.
But that's what's happening. So now the problem is that Colin Kaepernick, unlike Tim Tebow, Colin Kaepernick, his entire argument is I can be a starter in the NFL and I can be a high level starter in the NFL and they're blackballing me. So if some team at this point, if a team was to bring him in and he was to be garbage and not be able to actually play the game of football,
yeah, you're toast, dude.
Then everything that has happened and all of with the Colin Kaepernick stuff, there is some good, right? There is the activism and bringing awareness.
Oh, what he's doing and the cause he was doing it for was a good thing.
It would make sense. Yeah. I actually don't hate anything that Colin Kaepernick, the guy,
right,
has done. And I believe that, look, you have a platform, use the platform.
Right.
Right? Just don't tell, like, I don't like the narrative. Like, I saw it on Twitter. It was just like, oh, Julian Edelman was on PEDs and shouldn't be allowed in the Super Bowl, but the legend that is Colin Kaepernick was kept out of the Super Bowl. It's like, whoa,
okay,
hold on, cool your fucking Jets, right? Cool your Jets, okay? Because
we're talking about an under 500 quarterback here,
right? He was under 500 as a starter, and his last year in the NFL, you know, the one where he was kneeling,
one win,
yeah, he was the backup. He was the backup.
Yeah.
He was not the starter the year that you remember him kneeling. So it wasn't like the starter of this NFL team was taking a knee and then they sat him. He had gotten replaced by Blaine Flippin' Gabbert.
Right.
Who is garbage. So I think that it's the tough thing that you see with all mobile quarterbacks, right? We saw it with Vince Young and we've seen it with other mobile quarterbacks. I forget his name.
What team?
He was played for the Bills. Trent Edwards.
Okay.
Trent Edwards. He comes on like gangbusters because he is mobile and fairly accurate and has decent pocket pressure but can elude the rush. Then teams find them, figure them out, and they nosedive, right?
Yep.
Now, the elite, the Steve Youngs, the Michael Vicks, those quarterbacks, they evolved. Donovan McNabb, he's another perfect example. Dak Prescott. Down in Dallas, as well as Cam Newton in
Carolina.
All of those quarterbacks, they hit that wall.
Yep.
Now you become elite and become a good quarterback when you are able to evolve, right? And both of those quarterbacks have been able to evolve and lead very successful football teams. You know, the Panthers were on a roll to make it to the playoffs before Cam Newton had
to get. They were in the Super Bowl a couple years.
Cam Newton was going to lead them to another playoff run before he had to go on IR. And then obviously with you out your star elite athlete, yeah, you're going to suck.
Right.
So there's that. And then the same thing with Dak Prescott. You know, he has led those Dallas Cowboys to relevance. And, you know, yeah, they got to get over some humps and they got to figure some shit out. But that's very promising. Look at Mahomes. Mahomes is going to be a great question mark, right, to kind of tie it back to Kareem Hunt and everything. He's going to be a very interesting question mark because he's a mobile quarterback and he kind of falls into that same mold where there's not a whole lot of tape on him, right? Because he came on at the end of last year,
right,
and then this year he lit the world on fire. And I do think he's going to be okay, But watch him take a step back, because not having Kareem Hunt there is going to be detrimental to his growth, because he's not going to have a quality running game to necessarily, or an elite running game to rely on to be able to hit those play action fakes. But they also have Tyreek Hill. So, you know, I think they'll be okay. But yeah, that's any final thoughts on Kareem Hunt going to.
No, I mean, not really. Like I said at the beginning of this whole sort of tirade, I guess, I'm okay with him getting a second shot if he paid the price that's in the rule book. If I don't think he should be blackballed out of the league, because he is a tremendous talent.
Right.
But, dude, you can't do it again, especially with domestic violence. That's a one and done. You are toast.
Yeah, right.
Everybody makes mistakes. We're human beings. It happens.
Heat of the moment.
Heat of the moment. And what I saw in the video, frankly, wasn't what everybody was kind of saying it was. Did you see the video?
I haven't seen the video, okay. But from what I heard, it was an altercation between two adults.
Yes, it was. So, one just frankly, the video wasn't nearly as bad as everybody kind of made it out to be. That being said, still wasn't great. Again. Not a good look.
Yeah,
you again. Got cut. Hope you learned your lesson. Don't do it again. And hope you have a great rest of your career.
Yeah. Again, Phyllis, don't hit a woman.
Yeah.
Unless she's into it and you have a safe word.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we are going to talk about the very controversial teaser from Aladdin and what the genie looks like. Is he from West Philadelphia?
Born and raised?
Was he born and raised? Find out next.
Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience. That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders. Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
I'm retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade, and we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie Jamikowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
Hey everybody, this is Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling, from the two guys that were there from day one, myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner, Jamie J. Mikowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda, but it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Ooh. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend, never had a friend like me. Except for the fact that this is the second time that we've had that friend. As Aladdin becomes a live-action motion picture from Walt Disney Studios, we are getting another interpretation from an iconic performance, originally animated in 1994 and voiced by the great Robin Williams. The character of the genie,
yes,
in Aladdin will be played by Will Smith.
Yeah, in case you didn't get the reference about West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Yes, so Will Smith will be not reprising because he's never played it, but he will be playing the role of the genie in the live-action adaptation of Disney's Aladdin that will be premiering this summer, maybe even in a couple of weeks.
I believe it is May.
May, okay, yeah.
So I'll just double-check that for you.
Yeah, well, I was, for some odd reason, I was thinking June, but I was like, no, it's in between. It's
May 24th.
Yeah, okay. All right, it's right after Endgame.
Yeah.
Which they're saying is clocking in at a solid 3 hours right now, and they're considering an intermission.
I love that idea.
They should absolutely do
a 15-minute intermission to go take a pee and go get some food.
Go get some popcorn, get some more popcorn.
Strap in, motherfuckers.
I would sit in it. Look, here's the deal. One of my favorite movies of all time is in black and white, in Japanese, and 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
So I love that movie, and it's fantastic. And that doesn't have an intermission. Well, maybe it does have an intermission. Oh, well, not the point. We're talking about Disney's Aladdin.
Yes.
So first of all, I think it's just weird that we're like just re-looping the live action versions of the animated movies that we loved back in the 90s.
I don't have an issue with it.
I don't have an issue with it. I just find it weird.
Yeah, it is weird. And they're slightly changing. I do like how the adaptations do have different elements to them, and it's not just like a kind of a shot-for-shot remake.
Right.
Where Beauty and the Beast had like a couple of songs that weren't in the original movie, and Jungle Book was a little bit different, and Lion King's going to have no Be Prepared, but it's going to have a bunch of other songs, which is going to be cool. So it is a little different. It's not exactly the same as the original versions, which is a good tweak.
Yeah.
But I have no issue with it. I've enjoyed all of them so far.
Right. They've been good so far. It'll be very interesting. The one that I find to be the weirdest is, how do you have a live-action remake of The Lion King?
You don't.
You don't. You just animated it
differently. It's really good CGI.
You animated it differently, right? So at that point, why did you just use the same voice cast?
Sure. Like, well, they use James Earl Jones for Mufasa.
Yeah, well, it's going to be weird because he's going to sound like somebody doing an interpretation.
Like a bad Darth Vader from Rogue One.
Yeah, well, that was the worst part about Rogue One, is that it was just like, oh, man, Darth Vader, you sound way older.
Right.
You sound way older. Oh, probably because you're
be careful not to choke on your aspirations, director.
Because I know that Darth Vader's supposed to sound like that, but at this point, we've gotten so many different people that have done impersonations that it just feels like yours is wrong.
It does sound really old.
It just sounds old. Anyway, so a second teaser had come out. Mm-hmm. They originally had the original teaser for Aladdin, and it had come out, and it didn't really reveal much.
No.
As most teasers should and do, and most teasers and most trailers should do. Don't give away the whole movie.
Or just give fake stuff like Avengers.
Yeah, give away fake stuff, like having the Hulk run through Wakanda.
Right, right.
Like, you monster.
Awesome.
You monster. Yeah, give us fake things. Don't give away all the best jokes. Happy Time Murders. Don't give it away. But then we got to see the genie this first time.
Sure
what
did.
Are your original what are your first thoughts?
At first glance, I was like, oh, when he popped up on the screen, and was like, oh, what am I looking at? And then I watched it like 3 or 4 more times. And then I thought to myself, you know what? What are we actually expecting here? Are we expecting were we expecting sort of like the Broadway play? Because the original images that were released was Will Smith like he normally looks, but in a genie costume.
Yeah, right.
And I thought that's what we were going with.
That's what we were going with, too.
And then Will Smith came out and was like, relax, I'm going to be blue. And then, sure enough, this thing drops, and he was blue.
Yeah, he was.
What were we expecting?
The funny thing,
what is the outrage?
The outrage is that he doesn't look like Robin Williams' genie.
Too bad. Aladdin doesn't look like Aladdin. Jasmine doesn't look like Jasmine. The only one that looks like the original character is Raja.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we haven't seen Iago yet.
True.
So who knows?
But Abu's a real monkey. He's not an animated monkey.
That's true. We haven't seen the carpet.
Right.
Is the carpet
going to be not going to be the same. It's not going to be the exact same design.
Oh, I hope so.
It can't be.
I know.
It can't be.
But yeah, this is one of those like fantasy booking situations that we talk about on the wrestling
Christ
show.
Almighty
where it's
people.
Like, what are you, if your argument is, I didn't know what I was expecting, but I didn't want that.
Then what did you want?
Then what did you want? Because you can't say the first part that you didn't know what you wanted or were expecting and then be mad at what you got.
Correct.
Right? I think that it's a little funky. I also know that sometimes these things, the trailers get released, before the movie's done.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So he might not look exactly like that because he looked a little bit like the witch in Suicide Squad.
Okay, yeah.
And I wasn't a big fan of that.
Mm-hmm. But I saw people comparing it to like The Rock in the first Scorpion King. It's like, guys, it's not that bad.
Oh, no.
That was horrible.
Yeah, well, and to be fair,
that was really bad CGI.
Yeah, I don't know what you were expecting then. If you're if that's your comparison...
It was also like 2003.
Yeah, I don't know what your comparison is, because you're wrong.
Yes.
You're wrong. Yeah. In that situation. I do think that this is the third cut of the special effect.
Sure.
And I don't think that that's exactly what we're going to get.
I wish they would have not revealed it.
Yeah.
And just made you think that he was just going to be normal Will Smith in a genie costume until the movie came out. Because now they're getting a bunch of negative press and it's really annoying. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm really interested to see where it goes now.
Yeah.
Because everybody was so hyped.
Yeah.
And then they weren't. And so, you know, we'll see if we can get back up on the hype train.
I was so hyped when I saw that first teaser and I saw like the real Cave of Wonders. And it was like, you know, the Who Disturbs My Slumber, you know, like that thing. And I got really excited about that because it wasn't like a shitty cat in the middle of the desert cartoon. Like, it was a legit thing that was right there, and I got really excited. And now, like, the internet's trying to ruin this movie for me when Aladdin is my favorite Disney movie of all time, so I was really looking forward to this live-action one.
Right.
But, much like regular movie reviews, I'm not going to listen to them. I'm still going to go see it regardless, and it's not going to take away my enjoyment of the film going into it. But it's really annoying to see something that I know I wanted to love so much, getting so much negative press over something so stupid.
Yeah, I mean, we can do a whole episode one day on how much I hate Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I, of the three New Age insiders, hate Twitter the most.
Yeah.
With a fiery passion.
It's not a great place.
It is a cesspool of hate.
Missed a good one last night.
What were people mad about last night?
Because Becky, for now, is out of the Mania match.
Oh, my God. So I saw that So my new thing, and we'll wrap it up because we officially moved on to a different topic, so we're going to wrap it up, and we're definitely going to talk about this tomorrow night, Wednesday night, at New Age Insiders.
After we speak to WWE superstar Kofi Kingston.
Major news announcement, if you don't know.
Yeah.
Tonight on the show, or yesterday, or whenever, we talked to Kofi Kingston of The New Day and WWE. So go in and tune into that because he's going to be on the show, and he's a hoot. So check that out. And then we're going to talk about Becky Lynch. And people, like, my new thing is it's too real to you. It's still real to you.
It's too real to you.
Like, did you see the thing I sent out about Kenny Omega when he came out for the presser?
Yes.
And that's how I feel about wrestling fans from now on.
Sure.
If you think that Becky Lynch is not going to be in the main event of WrestleMania, it's too real for you.
Correct. If you think that 60-day suspension is actually going to last...
It's too real for you. This is going to be my you might be a redneck. You know what I mean? You know Jeff Foxworthy?
Yeah.
He's got the, you might be a redneck if, and then he says whatever. This is going to be mine, right? It's, if you thought Kenny Omega was going to do anything other than sign with AEW, it might be too real for you.
Yeah. If you don't think that Becky Lynch is somehow going to get inserted into this match, and last night, with Triple H, Stephanie, Charlotte Flair, and Vince McMahon getting involved in this story, it all but solidifies the main event of WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. It's too real for you.
Yeah.
If you think that Becky Lynch isn't poised to have a Stone Cold-esque run up to WrestleMania to then main event and win WrestleMania, hopefully reveling in a pop similar to that of Daniel Bryan's WrestleMania 30, it might be too real for you.
And if Charlotte Flair was to perhaps win this main event of WrestleMania, would you rather it be Roman Reigns again?
It might be too real for you. So that's gonna be it.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to get out before we get on out of here?
I don't think so. We're just looking forward to you guys checking out the Kofi interview tomorrow night.
Yeah, check on that out if it's past Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, that too.
If it's past Wednesday, head on over. It's gonna be on everything social media. Oh, excuse me. Social media. It's going to be over on YouTubes and all that fun stuff. So you'll be able to listen to it there. Also, that movie show officially picked up on 104.9 The River. In Boston, Massachusetts. So that is a unique show. We're going to figure out the best way to get that show to you guys. But there is now officially a half hour news specific. So it's not movie specific where we break down an entire film and rewatch and re-review. But it will be just specifically news. Expect us to cover the Oscars. They're talking about cutting cinematography and editing from the live television broadcast. I got thoughts, so tune into that. And then, speaking of rewatches and re-reviews, head on over to NewAgeInsiders.com. I am doing the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I am rewatching and re-reviewing all of the films leading up to Captain Marvel, so you can find those out. Avengers will be dropping either tonight or tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this. And so you'll be able to check on my review of the entire Phase 1, Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, and The Incredible Hulk, as well as The Avengers. So stay tuned. Check it out. It's going to be a ton of fun. Follow us all on social medias at Liam NEI, at Bill Neville NEI. The main account is at New Age Insiders. Check out everything on NewAgeInsiders.com, all the shows, all the fun things. And together, we are the premier place for fans of all kinds to connect, discuss, and be heard.
Good night, everybody.